Here we are at Enterprise Connect 2024, and I'm in the Expo Hall on the Cisco stand with Aruna Ravichandran, the CMO of the Collaboration Division and WebEx. So nice to see you, Aruna. How's it going?
Very, very wonderful. So nice to see you again, Rob.
Thank you. And it's a wonderful event. Very, very busy. A huge amount of people behind us on your stand. And I first of all wanted to kick off with, you know, I mean, looking around your stand, there's a lot of solutions adapting themselves, I suppose, providing solutions for hybrid work. And I feel like hybrid work, you know, we've been on a bit of a journey for the last couple of years. Are we there yet? What's Cisco's perception?
So we are definitely there. That's the first thing I want to say. We did a study with close to about 14,000 employees, close to about 4,000 employers around 19 different countries. It was a specifically sponsored hybrid work study. And some of the learnings took us by surprise, and some of them, what we expected. What we saw was that 80% of employers are expecting people to go back into the office, right? Like we know. We can see from the traffic that everybody's back in the office, whether they're mandated or they're going on their own, but the roads are busy again. But the part which we found surprising was that close to 72% of the people we talked to said that they actually want to go back into the office, which we never thought was the case, because we thought most people were very happy with hybrid work and they want to basically continue to work from home. So digging a little bit into the study, asking the people on why they want to go back into the offices, what we learned is that three main reasons. One is people want to go because of collaboration. They want to network with their peers. They still want to have the water cooler conversation, because that's how the world was and people want to get back to that. Second one is it fosters a sense of belonging. It's an event. It's an opportunity. And it fosters culture. And then the third reason is people want to basically ideate and create. And so those are the three reasons, like around 50 to 60% gave these three reasons on why they want to get back into the office. So we know that hybrid work, while the word hybrid work will continue to exist in history across the board, but people are ready to go back into the office.
Let's talk about collaboration as well, because collaboration has kind of grown arms and legs recently, and we see that as an expanded kind of category. And you've got lots of solutions in the kind of collaboration space, specifically in rooms and room hardware and that kind of thing. You know, why is it so important to get the rooms right for hybrid workers?
So if you think about it, during the pandemic, when everybody had to go back home, you had to scramble to set up your home offices. Now everybody's got that right. They've got their monitors, or they have our desk devices, or any one of the devices to make them productive. If you now come back into the office and you're holed up in a conference room, why would you want to come back into the office? You can do that at home, because your home setup is very nice. And we also found that 98% of meetings is at least going to have one remote participant, which means that, you know, it's no longer going to be about having that only office conversation. Somebody is going to be working at home, and the world has changed so much that it's not okay to not include people in the conversation. So the other part of the study which we found was that 30% of people we surveyed said that the offices are not ready for them. And when we asked them, what do they feel, why the offices are not ready for them, they said that the conference rooms are not equipped with video devices, ideation spaces are not equipped with video devices. So how can they do their collaboration? So they again have to go huddle in front of their laptop and do those meeting conversations again. Then why do you have to come back into the office? So we think that there is going to be a tremendous amount of change in the room spaces. What we have also seen is that people are not buying new buildings and creating new office spaces. They're remodeling their existing spaces. In fact, they're shrinking the spaces, and they're going from, you know, individual rooms to more conference rooms. And we at Cisco have actually gone through that. So in 2022, we launched our Hybrid Work Experience Center in New York City. And if you look at the office space in New York City at One Penn Plaza, what we found was that only 30% of spaces were allocated for collaboration, and they were video enabled. And the rest of the spaces were individual working spaces. So we completely transformed our One Penn Plaza office. We went from 30 to 70% in terms of collaboration spaces, and from 70 personal spaces to 30% in terms of personal spaces. And last but not the least, video equipped every space, every co-creation space, open rooms across the board in order to facilitate. And you might wonder, what was the outcome from that? In New York City office, where before we went through the transformation, we used to have about 150 people coming back into the office on a particular day. Now we have more than 650 people coming back into the office. And remember, this is New York City, and you have to think about the commute. So the office should be worth the commute, and we were able to completely, radically change that.
That's a great story. And in terms of solutions to that ultimately are going to fill in all these gaps in organizations, you've got lots of product on display here at Cisco booth right now. I know you've got some new announcements. Talk me through what's popular and those new announcements.
So specifically, let's start with the room spaces, because that was the question. We have launched two new categories of devices to market. One is we are completely rethinking how you think about your desk. Right, like when you think about the desk, it's a device you need to have, or you probably won't even have a device, you'll have your laptop across the board. During the pandemic, we have innovated and brought a series of devices for the desk, which we call the desk series. So the Cisco Desk Pro, the Cisco Desk Mini, and the Cisco Desk, the category of devices. We are the world's number one when you think about phones, and we have completely revolutionized our own industry by launching today the desk phone. The latest and greatest desk phone will serve as your one-stop shop. So here is the use case and an example. You walk into an empty desk, you have your desk phone. You take a photo of this QR code, and voila, that becomes your desk for the day. It'll transfer all of your calendar, everything across the board becomes your, you know, gets transferred into the desk phone. It is a video-enabled device. It also has a light at the back, which will automatically send a signal to Cisco Spaces saying that that conference room is now dedicated to somebody else because it became their desk for the day. And in addition to that, from a safety perspective, let's say you're running into an issue, it'll automatically be your, you know, support line in order to basically get help. And so that is the desk device. In addition to that, for conference rooms, small, medium, and large conference room, we have come up with our WebEx Board Pro G2. It's your all-in-one collaboration device where you can do your media meetings and you can do your whiteboarding. It enables you to do that with multiple different cameras across the board, and it is industry revolutionizing because it is built on top of the NVIDIA AI chips, which is leading the industry when you think about all of AI.
Fantastic. And you mentioned the word AI. I thought we were going to get through then without mentioning it, but I want to talk to you about AI. Lots of AI-enabled solutions on the stand here. How important is it to get, you know, your AI strategy right and you know, looking at, you know, AI in UC, collaboration, and contact center, what advice would you give our audience to kind of get on that journey in the best possible way and give them ultimately that chance to success?
For us here at Cisco, AI is going to be a number one strategy and topic across the board, not just from a collaboration or a WebEx business, but at a Cisco level. So we have launched our own AI assistant. It's called the Cisco AI Assistant. Now you're going to pervasively see the AI assistant across the entire Cisco portfolio. And so here, when you think about Enterprise Connect, there is the AI assistant. So the AI assistant is going to become really important when you either think about both the collaboration business as well as the contact center business, because both the businesses are equally important to us. In fact, in my mind, I think it's going to be even more prevalent and important when you think about the contact center world. And why is that? If you think about the contact center industry, that has the highest amount of attrition rate. The turnover in the contact center industry is double any kind of industry across the board. Why is that? Because the agents get burnt out. You know, during the course of the day, they get yelled at, screamed at, shouted at. They have to take those hard calls while basically having, you know, a very pleasant demeanor. And it's really hard to do that. And so very, very quickly, the agents burn out. So what is the disadvantage if they burn out? Which means that they turn over, you have to bring in a new contact center agent, and you have to go through the whole training. You lost a lot of time. But now, with the AI assistant, which is enabled in our WebEx cloud contact center, it'll make the agent's life really, really easy. Here are some of the use cases. One is, when the agent starts to burn out, we have an algorithm with our AI to be able to determine that automatically. We can basically assign an internal score. That score is not going to be available to anyone for privacy reasons. And based upon how the agent is changing his behavior, we'll have an opportunity to automatically route the call. to another agent. We have an opportunity to basically, you know, move the call to another agent. We also have the opportunity to basically take the entire call log. So you make the agent's life much more easier so that you basically reduce the burnout. So that's one. And we actually have a customer, multiple customers who have done a trial with us, but one customer who's here at Enterprise Connect from National Horizon Bank, they did a pilot with us and they saw a huge improvement in terms of the burnout score for their agents. The other capabilities we have is topic analysis. One of the key things you see, how many times you make a call and you get that annoying hold music. Or it'll say you have to talk to a virtual assistant, you would have talked to the agent, and then it'll route you to another live agent, and you have to speak again. It gets tiring. And so we have the problem for that too. Automatically, with our AI assistant, we'll be, when the call basically gets escalated from a virtual to a physical agent, it gets captured. You don't have to repeat yourself again. When you get that annoying hold music and you get a virtual assistant, they have the knowledge base which comes up with our AI, and you have an opportunity to provide the right answer to the right agent so that it doesn't even have to go to a live agent. So, tremendous amount of functionality which we have answered. And then when you think about the collaboration part of the portfolio, like I said, we have launched a marketing campaign, an AI assistant that works for you. So an AI assistant that searches for you, which is, you know, you'll have an ability to search all call records, all of your spaces, all of your calendars in order to provide the right set of information. AI assistant that summarizes for you. An AI assistant that translates for you to 100 plus languages in real time. An AI assistant that even troubleshoots for you. So there is tremendous amount of innovations we have made, even in the collaboration world. I think the world has already moved towards AI. That's going to be the next trend across the board within the industry. And if you don't adopt AI, I think you're going to get depleted and outdated.
Absolutely, and it seems endless possibilities, especially on the WebEx, you know, booth here, lots of tools to explore. So thank you so much for talking to me. I wish you the very best for the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Rob, and thank you for having me today.